Welcome to episode 120 of the Farm Exec Podcast. I'm Miranda Schmalfus, Group Social Media Editor and your podcast host. Farm Exec Magazine is a multimedia publishing brand that brings you the latest commercial insights to help you master the science of success. On this week's episode, I'm joined by Nico Saraceno, who was recently promoted to editor of Pharmaceutical Commerce Magazine and is the host of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast, as well I'm joined with Andy Studna, who is the co-host of the Applied Clinical Trials Podcast, as well as an associate editor for the brand. Nico and Andy are here to tell us a little bit about their podcasts, some guests they've had, and guests that they're looking forward to speaking to in the future. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Miranda.
Okay, so to get us started, tell our listeners a little bit about what your podcast covers and how often do your episodes come out?
So on the ACT podcast, myself and our editor-in-chief, Lisa Henderson, cover a wide variety of topics in clinical trials. Most of our conversations revolve around ClinOps, as that's the occupation of most of our listener base, but we go into the niche topics of trials as well. For instance, we've had conversations around specific therapeutic areas such as DMD. We've had conversations around patient engagement, and of course, a lot around the management of decentralized trials, as that's been a huge topic in the industry since the start of COVID. In terms of how often our episodes are, they are bi-weekly, so you can expect to see two new ones in most months, depending on how the calendar breaks.
So the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast is essentially dedicated to providing content and perspectives on all things pharma distribution. So that includes the flow of product, information, and funds. And if you want to take a look at what our listener base would be, that mainly includes executive managers revolving around anything in this industry. So that includes pharma and contract manufacturing, packaging, wholesale, distribution, supply chain logistics, cold chain management, patient support, which is quite a huge focus for us, regulatory affairs, and of course, information technology, which also includes things such as artificial intelligence or AI, real-world data, real-world evidence, anything along that nature. And to answer your question, Miranda, about how often the episodes are, those similar to the ACT podcast are bi-weekly. So we try to get at least two episodes per month.
And could you guys just share which days your episodes typically go live?
Sure. The PC podcast goes live on Fridays.
And Andy, the ACT podcast goes live on Tuesdays, right?
Yes, the ACT podcast goes live on Tuesdays.
Some nice insightful ways to start 3 out of the 5 workdays of the week if you add these two into your rotation. So, who have been some of your favorite guests so far? Nico, let's start with you.
That is another great question. I know there's a ton, but I think I'd want to narrow it down to one guest. So I'd have to go back to very early on. He was actually our very first guest here on the podcast, Dave Fuhr, the co-founder and CEO of Grit Health, which for those who may be unaware, it's a digital healthcare company that provides patient research support, educational services that's primarily focused on the oncology space. Now, what was really interesting about Dave was just his outlook on life. The gentleman, he's been through a lot. He's a 2-time cancer survivor, obviously in the C-suite running this huge company. And there were a lot of memorable moments from that conversation. But I think just to sum it up, he really discusses the perspective that he's gained from being on both sides of the coin. And when I say both sides of the coin, it's essentially as a cancer patient, all the obstacles and the challenges that you have to overcome from that end. And now fast forward to present day, where he's taking more of that professional approach and offering help via support groups and patient support with cancer and addressing questions, concerns. He's spoken at a variety of conferences too. I believe recently he was in Switzerland doing one of these patient support conferences. So he's really experienced it all and he's had a great story. And I think something important to point out too is that having guests that are very personable and just easy to talk to and genuine, that goes a long way. because for one, it's intimidating to be on a podcast. And for two, for your true self, your authentic self to kind of like shine through the podcast, that speaks volumes too. So Dave was definitely the most memorable guest for us thus far on the show.
Absolutely. I love getting that personal insight and motivation for why they entered the pharmaceutical industry, and more importantly, what makes them come back day after day to continue the work. Andy, do you want to share some guests from the ACT podcast?
Of course. I'll start off the same way as Nico in the sense that this is a very tough question because I enjoy the conversations with all of our guests. And since I've started doing this podcast with Lisa, the thing that sticks out to me about leaders in the clinical trials industry is how much they care about the patients. At the end of the day, I guess you can look at it that everything in clinical trials go back to the patients, and all of our guests are extremely passionate about what they do and bettering the lives of patients. And, you know, like Nico said, with his guests, that really shines through. And just once again, I can't stress enough how much, you know, just by the tone of their voice, how much they care about bettering the lives of patients. But specifically, my favorite guests, the first one that comes to mind is Jaidev Takkar. He is the COO at Bioformis. And in that episode, we talked about clinical research as a care option and digital therapeutics. And the other one I'll mention, one of our more recent episodes, is with Paula Brown Stafford, and she is the CEO of Novon. And in that episode, just more than anything specific, she has so much experience over the course of a long career in trials. So just in general, it was a lot of fun hearing about all the great things that she's accomplished and been a part of.
Yeah, actually, Paula Brown Stafford was a guest on the Pharmaceutical Executive podcast as well. So I definitely share the sentiment that Paula gives a great interview, and I really enjoyed our conversation with her. So we talked about past guests. Who are you looking forward to talking to in the near future? Andy, why don't you start this time?
Yep, definitely. Our next episode coming out very shortly is with Susan Wood, president and CEO of Vita. Now, I won't give the details on that one because the wait won't be too much longer, so you can find out for yourself. But looking down the road beyond that, we also have an episode coming up with Dave Miller, Chief Science Officer at Unlearn AI. And in that one, we talked a bit about digital twins.
So in terms of the PC podcast, I want to take the same angle that Andy kind of took. It's like you don't want to spoil too much, right? But we do have one coming up with a gentleman by the name of Lance Hill. He's the CEO of Within 3, which is, it's an insights management platform for the life science industry. And he kind of gets into the art form surrounding the insights gathering process and how it supports better drug discovery and better outcomes. And he also gets into DE&I as well. And this one is interesting because it's the official last podcast of a former colleague of ours, Julian Upton. This is his final podcast. So it's a good send off for our former colleague. So that'll be coming out shortly. And something else that's down the pike is Wes Wheeler. He's the president of UPS Healthcare. They do a bunch of outreach. They've done a lot of help and work with distribution of the COVID vaccines. They work with this company called Zipline that helps with better distribution of them and transport and such. So in this episode of the podcast, he'll be pretty much discussing the headway that the temperature controlled logistics sector has made. And with his 30 plus years of experience, he'll also be kind of breaking down lessons that he's learned in the industry and also things to look out for down the road. So it'll definitely be an interesting episode. I hope that all of our listeners, and whether it be from AZT, PE, or here from PC, hopefully you can give all these episodes a listen because they're definitely worth checking out.
Definitely. Some really great conversations coming up. And if you want to listen to the Pharmaceutical Commerce podcast or the Applied Clinical Trials podcast, I'm going to be linking them in the description of this one. So you can just click over and listen. Do you guys want to add anything else?
There's obviously been a huge amount of companies that we haven't featured. I know PC and ACT, I think they started around the same time, but we're so young and we're continuing to grow. I look forward to the opportunity to continue to feature these companies, tell their story, and just excited for the future.
I think you pretty much said it all right there, Nico. I don't have much more to add because it was so well said, but yeah, I know, just looking forward to speaking with more of these KOLs and on the ACT side of thing, learning more about clinical trials. Like I said, in one of my answers, you know, ever since COVID started, it's very much been an industry that has done a lot on the fly, and it's been great to see how much has been accomplished in, you know, such a tough time for everyone.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining me and giving our listeners some insight into your podcast. Again, if you're interested in listening to the Applied Clinical Trials podcast or the Pharmaceutical Commerce podcast, they'll be linked in the description of this episode, or feel free to find them on pharmaceuticalcommerce.com and appliedclinicaltrialsonline.com.
Thank you for having me, Miranda and Andy. Always a pleasure too, and talk to you guys soon.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Great conversation.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's PharmExec podcast. We are always pleased to take you behind the headlines, provide expert tips from industry leaders, and give you an inside look at what the PharmExec staff is working on. Remember, you can always find us on the web at PharmExec.com, on Twitter at PharmExec, on Instagram at PharmExecutive, and on YouTube. Reviews expressed on this podcast do not reflect those of PharmExec, its parent company, or our advertisers. For editorial concerns, please email our editor-in-chief, Meg Rivers, at mrivers@mjhlifesciences.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please email group publisher Todd Baker at tbaker@mjhlifesciences.com.